It's time to know your soul. Are you seeking the you within? Has people-pleasing stressed you out? It's time to find your light so you can share your entrepreneurial gifts with the world. Well, Red Rover on over, but the only thing you're breaking through is yourself. This is Soul Amplified. Are you ready? Hello, and welcome to the Soul Amplified podcast. I am Vanessa Grace, your host. Welcome to the show. I don't know why I said it like that, but I did. Okay, so I'm really excited today because today is actually the first day of my other new podcast, Yo Bitch, with my BFF, Jen Golick. And so actually, I know you're here listening to this podcast episode, which is about detachment in codependency, but if you want to listen to some girl gab today, I really, really want you to go listen to the Yo Bitch podcast. And that is what I will say about that, because this episode will really still be here when you come back to it tomorrow or Friday. But you choose what you need, because you are an independent person who can make your own goddamn choices. Okay, so let's get into talking about detachment. First of all, what in the world is detachment in terms of codependency specifically? When I think about detachment in terms of codependency, what I really imagine is this scenario where there's a person who's not seeing their own light and they're doing things that are self-destructive and pulling the other people around them into it. That's normally the person who is, maybe not being mature with their emotions, or maybe they're engaged in substance use in some way and they're not adulting and they're not managing their own life. So that person is in the codependent person's life, and the codependent person decides to, well, one, not be codependent anymore, but they are no longer saving the other person. They're not reacting in the same way to the other person. They are allowing the other person to make their own life choices, but they are deciding to not be part of it. And they're not going to step in and save them from themselves. Now, that is not saving the other person from themselves is not the full definition of detachment. Detachment is this ability to fully love the other person and care about them, but know that they are not ready to make whatever changes need to be made, and that maybe the codependent person has already tried to step in and save them or enable them or do all the different things that codependent people do, and has, you know, not succeeded in changing the other person, because that's not possible to force another person to change, right? And so maybe, you know, now that they've tried enough and that they've made their own life difficult enough as the codependent person, that they're finally ready to allow that person to make their own choices and to fall on their face if they're going to, or to live a difficult life. And so detachment in codependency is about, I love you, but I can no longer sacrifice myself at the altar of your life when you continue to not make changes for yourself. And so it is allowing them to make their own choices, even if those choices result in something that is painful for that other person and you. Now, that's not meaning that you're allowing them to make choices that affect your life, like spending your money or driving your car into a tree or having access to things in your life that you control. That is the boundaries part of this, but that's a whole separate concept. They make choices that hurt you because you love them and they're hurting themselves, and so that hurts you. That's what I mean by that. But you have set up boundaries so that they're actually not influencing your life in a way that is detrimental. And that's every single episode on boundaries I've ever done, right? So this detachment is, I love you, but I'm not going to save you from yourself anymore. Now, I just given the example of what I imagine is a scenario where someone has been working very hard to save somebody else, quote unquote. But there are many people who are not codependent and never were, who understand detachment, and they have always allowed people to make their own mistakes. And that's really what detachment is letting them make their own mistakes. So there's another category of people who were never codependent to begin with, and they never had to go through the experience of attempting to save someone before they detached from them. Those people automatically knew how to detach because they understood the line between self and other, and they understood boundaries naturally because they were raised in a situation, or as an adult learned a situation, where boundaries were natural and the definition and separateness of self from other was natural. And so they already knew how to detach, which was, you're making your own choices, and while those are sad, I can't affect my life in the ways I would have to affect my life if I was going to try and insert myself and change you or change those circumstances. And I'm not willing to forfeit or sacrifice those parts of myself, so I'm never going to engage in the codependent behavior to begin with. And those persons who are probably not codependent at all are also detached. Those are the people who don't understand codependency, are very confused by it, but also when you as a codependent person are healing, they will be supportive of your choices. The people who understand detachment and boundaries, they're going to say, yes, that's a good choice you're making. And some of them will probably say, oh my God, finally, you're finally getting on board with this. So I want to clarify that detachment has often been touted by people who continue to be codependent, because, you know, you're often in a family system of codependency, and if you are the one changing and you are the one now becoming detached from the situation and, enabling detachment within yourself, other people who are still codependent in your family system or in your friend group or in your community may say that you are being heartless. And that's because there's still those codependent belief systems at play saying that you need to step in, you need to save them, you need to do everything possible to prevent them from hurting themselves. But that's the codependent system still being at play and those belief systems still being enacted. So it doesn't mean, detachment does not mean that you do not love the other person. It means that you recognize they have to save themselves. And, as soon as they start taking responsibility for themselves, as soon as they initiate change, and change is not saying change. Change is actually doing change. It's going to a meeting. It's getting a therapist. It's reading the book, listening to the podcast, listening to the audiobook, and actually paying attention to their emotions. It's changing the behavior. It's changing how they react in situations. It's them internalizing and actually understanding themselves and their own psychology. And then that flows out of them in how they live their life. And then when they have begun that process, it's more okay to step in and provide assistance, like maybe giving them a ride to something that they're doing. But you do not have to. They can walk the road and do all of the actions themselves, and you can be there as an ear for them to listen, to be listened to. But you are in no way required to do any of that kindness or stuff, because maybe there has been too much water under the bridge and you need the safe boundary, even if they are changing. And that is very individual to yourself. So the point of detachment, I'm kind of getting off on a side conversation here, but the point of detachment is not that someday they figure it out and then you're able to go back and help them. That's not the point I'm trying to make. But it could be a thing that happens if that is your choice. Your choice. I can't talk. It's amazing how much I stumble over my own words, but I talk for a living. Haha. So detachment is really saying that you're no longer going to give your internal space and thoughts to this other person, and you're no longer going to give your time to this other person because they're not even giving it to themselves. And so you are unplugging from, you know, the game, the circus, the rigmarole, like whatever you want to call it. So this detachment process is both internal, it's an internal experience, and it's an external experience. So internally, there are a lot of emotions that can happen. It can almost be like a mourning or a loss as the relationship changes. And as you may see, as you detach and stop doing the behaviors, it may be incredibly sad to you that the other person notices there's a change in the relationship, but doesn't do enough to change to make the drifting not happen. And that can be sad. But there's also this emotional change of now I'm paying attention to myself more. And I'm suddenly discovering my own feelings. And so there can be an increase in emotion because you're paying attention to yourself more. But there's a lot of ways that this detachment can cause new emotions or can help you acknowledge emotions that were already there that you just hadn't noticed. There can be this pulling sensation of wanting to be pulled back to the other person, almost like there's a tether from your heart to their heart. And of course, I'm into chakras and believe in cords between us, that we have like almost energetic cords between us and other people that we have relationships with. So I would feel that there would be a tugging of that emotional cord between our heart chakras. But frankly, it could also be a cord between other chakras that are about power or control or something. It wouldn't just have to be a healthy heart chakra connection between the two people. But there can be this sense of pulling that, like, you want to be tractor beamed back into the situation that you were in before because of just all of the feelings from codependency inserted here about the programming that happened. And then there's also that internal experience of your sonar being out to pay attention to that person, or frankly, several people. But now you're dismantling that sonar. You're dismantling the big satellite dish and like putting it out for scrap metal, whatever, getting rid of it so that you don't have it anymore because you don't have to be constantly paying attention to them. And that's also part of detachment. And that's a very internalized experience. And then the external part of detachment is living your own life. So if you're not putting all of your energy into this other person and you're now going to detach and allow them to make their own mistakes and not save them anymore, that means that a lot of times the action is inaction. The action is sitting on your hands and choosing to not do anything. And sometimes you just sit there on your hands and do nothing because that's the only way that you can handle it. And then as you get better at doing nothing, you find ways to distract yourself through that detachment process. But then you also begin to develop the things that you enjoy doing. And you purposely go do them. And so you have an independent life. You're spending time with friends. You're doing things at work that you enjoy. You're re-engaging with old hobbies. You're starting new hobbies. Maybe you've joined a club or a sport or a rotary or a community of some sort that you feel connected with. Maybe you've reignited relationships that kind of went fallow for a while. Maybe you're opening up to people in new ways, and letting the light in, letting them in on what's been going on and why you've not been around. All of these things are aspects of the external action-based portion of detachment, because detachment is not just not taking action to save them and then sitting at home and brooding about it. That may be what it looks like in the first stage, the first few times that you're figuring it out. But being truly detached means that you love them, but that you are free to live your own life. And let me say that again. Being detached means that you love them, but you are free to go live your own life. And it means that you are figuring out who you are. All of the stuff that I have talked about with self-care is kind of rolled into that one aspect of it. But really, detachment, I feel like, is an advanced level of codependency. It is bringing everything together, and it's not just about what you say and the actions that you take. It's about really embodying the core of no longer being codependent. And so if you're hearing about detachment and you're connecting to this concept and you feel ready to implement it, I mean, I feel like that means you've come pretty far, because I don't end up talking to all of my coaching and therapy clients about detachment. Well, for some people, it's not relevant, but, you know, sometimes we don't end up doing that piece of the work because there's other pieces to work on. I do feel like detachment is a very deep conversation, and if I was talking to you individually, we would be going much, much deeper into this. I feel like detachment is a concept that is much better taught one-on-one, but which I think is why I haven't done it on the podcast before, even though, what, this is like episode 165 or something? Excuse me, it's episode 164. I got it wrong. You know, in all that time, I've not done any episodes on detachment. I think I just didn't know how to touch on it, because I do think it's a huge topic, but it is very cerebral and very emotional, and it hits almost at the core of what we're trying to do with healing codependency. And so, you know, like, definitely check out How to Work with Me if you are in a place where you want to have a deeper conversation about detachment. Or if you're like, I'm ready to really make the changes in my life, you know, the link to have a curiosity call with me is in the show notes, and you can work with me for life coaching. But I also have energy healing, and I also have tarot card readings, and I also have just a one-off session with me about codependency called the Codependency Breakthrough Power Hour. So there's multiple ways that you can connect with me and get the kind of work in progress that you're seeking right now. And like, we can find a way to make it match. Anyway, all of that is in the show notes or on my website, soulamplified.org. So anyway, I really, I felt like it was time to talk about detachment because, well, you know, in all honesty, I think I was ready to talk with you about detachment. I think I hadn't known before how to relay it to you. So it wasn't really about whether or not you were ready as an audience. It was about me being ready to share with you what it was, rather than coming up with some inaccurate answer. I was like, wait, that's the truth of it. I was saying that sentence about like why I'm doing it now. And the answer is because I knew how to say it to you. And so I had to digest it enough to have a concept to say to you in a way that made sense. And so I figured out how to talk about it now. So I guess, You know, another perspective would be is that detachment as a concept is not super advanced in codependency, but that it was advanced for me, and so that's why it took me a long time. So I'd be curious if you don't think that detachment is an advanced concept in codependency, and we each have our own journey, and that just happened to be mine. If you learned about detachment earlier, and were able to implement it earlier and learn about it, I'd be curious about that. So, of course, Soul Amplified for Instagram to DM me, or Vanessa@soulamplified.org to email me. I believe that is everything. This was lovely to talk to you about detachment. I hope that you're able to, you know, like really let this absorb into you. And, you know, if you have more time in your day, now it's time to go listen to Yo Bitch. I will see you guys next week. I guess I won't see you with my eyes. I'll be with you next week in my voice, and go be amazing. Thanks for tuning in, Soul Sister. Do you want to hear from me more? Sign up for my Transforming Your Codependency text messages straight to your phone every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for inspiration and education. To sign up, text PEACE to 877-338-0875. To spread this message far and wide, screenshot listening to this podcast and share it on social media. Be sure to tag me. I love hearing how you're growing. Get amplified!